Second Peter chapter number 1. Have you found it yet? Second Peter chapter number 1. Going to look here where we left off our this morning. We see that some have erred from the faith. And I want to look tonight at the evidence of faith. The evidence of life. But in 2 Peter chapter number 1, this is a great passage of Scripture. Notice what your Bible says down here. Now remember, Jesus said in John 10, I'm talking about life now, real life. Where God has put you, the evidence of that. We need to be reminded from time to time because Titus does it 2 times in chapter 3. He said that we ought to be careful to maintain good works.
Yeah.
In verses 8 and 14 of chapter 3 of Titus, you can find that. But remember, Jesus has said, I am come that they might have what?
Life.
Not have life and what? That they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly is not talking about here material possessions. The only real life comes from God. 1 John 1:4, St. John 1:4, many other places in the Word of God. In Him's life. And the life is the light of men. That's our text verse. Remember? And we're looking at the life that's coming through the life of men. Because we are His witnesses on this earth. Wherever we are, we're witnesses. He said in 1 Timothy 4:8, He said, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is.
Amen.
Right where you and me are tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. It already taken the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11. Yeah. Paul writes his second letter to this church. And he said, 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, down around verse 5, he said, examine yourselves. Boy, and that's pretty good right there. But the rest of the statement said, prove your own selves. Know ye not? Now that's our vernacular, that's our expression around here for saying, don't you know? It's like it's common knowledge. Don't you know? You'll be surprised. The evidence. I've got 2 good illustrations the Lord brought me here tonight. You know, this week, here past 2 weeks ago, you know the Gerber baby on the baby food jars? There's a lot of us know.
Yeah.
You know, that lady passed on 2 weeks ago. I think it's 2 weeks ago, but she's passed on. But everybody, if they had saw that logo on a 5-gallon bucket, they knowed it was Gerber baby food. Right? The Golden Arches down here. I've made a trip around this country. They're everywhere. McDonald's. But in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter said, now beside this, add to your faith. You know these scriptures. The Lord sent me here to remind myself and you too. He said, add these things. He comes down and in verse number 10, he said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling, that's your salvation.
Amen.
Wherefore, holy brethren, Hebrews 3 and verse 1, partakers of the heavenly calling. 1 Peter 1 said, He's called us unto glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Then come on down here. Give diligence to your calling and election. Election is not talking about your salvation. It's talking about your service. I've seen signs all over the place.
Yeah.
People wanting to get elected. Put you in a position, an office. Responsibility, we should say. With everybody else that's around you. Number 1. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, where we've been reading right here, verses 5 through 9, verse 9 tells us that if we lack these things, lack adding these things. And believe me, every child of God, he's learned after a little while that there's some things he needs in his life. Whatever those things are in verses 5 down to verse number 9, we need those things.
Yes, we do.
If we're going to be effective witnesses for the Lord, we need those things. All right, so I want to say, number one, most everybody understands this tonight. There's got to be evidence of salvation and service in your life if you're a Christian. If you claim to be born again, but you have no evidence to back it up, Bible said in Romans 10, for whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And three boys in Daniel 3, Brother Gary read in Sunday school, they wasn't afraid. They wasn't afraid of the government. They wasn't afraid of the sorcerers. Hey, Fred, they was afraid of God. And I mean not a reverential fear, if you'll have it. So all of us, I'm going to say this. This is what the Lord gave me. Number one, I'm going to ask you. You don't have to answer the question. But everybody that truly knows, they're saved. I hope you know that. That's a Bible fact. That's something you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt. You know it. Number one, each and every one of us are a poster child for anywhere we're a poster child for the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're a poster child. When we're out there, people we work with, neighbors that know us, if they ever see a Bible, if they ever hear about Jesus, you're going to be the one that they're going to be looking at most of the time at. And you know, Brother Kenneth, it's just personal preference here. But Sherry got a can of mixed fruit. I like mixed fruit. She brought a can of mixed fruit, and I couldn't even read the name on it. Matter of fact, couldn't even find where it was put together at. It just had all these countries where the fruit's supposed to come from. And put it back in there, and I set it back in there, saving it for, you know, rainy days. And then somehow or another, I opened the cabinet one day, and there was a name brand one sitting in there, Libby's or something like that. Always, I'd recognize that one. What are you saying, Brother Robert? I had the brand name. I had the original, genuine article the first time. And when I opened that other can, I didn't know what name it was. I opened that can up. I could tell immediately it didn't look like that other one. And Brother Ron, when I started tasting and eating that, it wasn't bad fruit, but it sure wasn't number one. I'm glad I got the real thing when I got in. Like Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. And we believe and are sure thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus turned around and said, blessed are you, son of Jonah, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't tell you that, but my Father which is in heaven. We're poster children for the Lord. There's evidence. Number one, in a court of law, and a lot of places, a lot of times in churches. Number one, it's circumstantial evidence. Just because you hear something on somebody, don't make it so. It's circumstantial. And what I mean by that, God give me a great Bible illustration, Acts chapter number 8. This is a verse of scripture that folks like to kind of argue over. I'm just going to believe my Bible. Great revivals going on, early church. Matter of fact, if you lied to God, Holy Ghost strike you down. They just went through that, you know. But it said here in Acts chapter number 8, verse 21, said, all that heard them were amazed. They were amazed. Then you come down here in Acts chapter number 8. All right, here we go. Verse number 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Remember, we're in a phasing out. Matter of fact, two chapters later, everything goes to the Gentiles. And they laid their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw, now look up in verse 13. Your Bible said, then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered. Wondered at what? Miracles and signs which were done. Oh, you got a crowd that'll follow you on that. Just ask Jesus. He fed them fish sandwiches. But up in here, Simon had heard. He believed. He's even baptized. But come down here to verse number 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Here it is, verse 19. This is the deciding verse, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands on. Isn't it amazing that people spend hundreds of dollars to get to a certain man just so they can lay their hands on? It's amazing to me. And he said, but he said right here in verse 19 that I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. There's not one thing said in here about the sinner, the one that's needing the touch. He ain't concerned about the people. He's concerned about himself. It's circumstantial. Oh, but wait a minute, Miss Brooke. He was attending church. He was our pretty regular. Hey, we even got a record of his baptism, Roger. He attends church. But he got in a few good meetings there. I guess he thought money answereth all things, like Ecclesiastes 8 says. He offered him money. And he offered him money because it come from his own heart. He wasn't interested in God. He was interested in Simon. Show me where you find him next time. You don't. He's gone. He goes off the pages of Scripture. There's circumstantial evidence. Now, I don't mean this in the wrong way. There's been people got off on circumstantial evidence in court. But it's circumstantial. What do you mean circumstantial, brother? There's no material evidence. There's nothing they can lay their hands on. There's nothing that they can materialize and prove that you're wrong. It's just words. All right, I'm talking to the children of God. It's just words. Jesus told them that. You honor me with your lips, but your heart's far from me. Then there's evidence in court. If you've got a confession, boy, you can just about write her down. Case closed. I tell you what, I wish it were like the Bible said. It took two to put a man to death. It took two witnesses to put a man to death. But you got a confession, evidence, there's confession. Then you got evidence, there's a witness. Somebody literally saw it happen. That has nothing to do. They saw it happen. All right. And the Lord sent John to be a witness of that light. In our text verse in John chapter number 1. Right now I want you to look at these things right here just a little bit. You know, one of the great truths I've got out of this, the Lord showed me, was I had five or six young, tender cabbage plants given to me. Just given to me. Boy, look at what all God's just give you. Just give you the desire, the want to, the hope that lays ahead. Oh, yeah. The hope you got right now. It just gives it to you. You know, salvation's called a gift. Jesus Christ is called a gift. Give to me. Remember the man, one got 10 talents, one got 5, one got 1. The one that got 1, he still retained the one he had. But what I want to look at here right now in closing is, those were given to me. Other of you brothers and sisters have given us plants and we planted them. What good, Brother Gary? Somebody raised them plants and gave them from the seed. And what good would it done for me to take them back and put them in storage? As we said a couple of weeks ago, seed in the barn don't reproduce. And you got the seed of God in you and got the Scriptures of God. You don't have to come up with anything on your own. God's already give you a book. But we're poster children. There's witnesses. I saw it. Men, remember we mentioned this morning about the blind? They're the ones that's got to be told the light's not on. I'm talking about spiritual matter here. Well, I planted those little things, Brother Kenna. It involved some work. I mean, I just couldn't pray over them and throw them on the ground and hope that they grow. I had to get out there and dig that ground up. Amen. And ever since then, I don't know, it ain't been long, I've been putting liquid fertilizer on them. But I was doing an experiment, Brother Ralph. It's six of them, thank you, Lord. Let me repeat that. And for those that may hear this and not see it, I've got a small cabbage head here about the size of my fist. And it's called a Jersey cabbage. I've never planted them before. Anybody ever planted Jersey cabbage? To me, it looks like a head of lettuce.
Amen.
But the great truth is, this will show you how great God loves you. You started out, and God planted you somewhere. You may be young. You may have been there a while. You're either a perennial, because there ain't no annuals with God. God only gives out perennials. They just live and live and live. But I planted them, and all six of them, the first five, I weeded around. I kept the weeds back from them. But that sixth one, I let her go, boys. Just let the weeds have it. But you know what it did the whole time, Brother Mike? When I took liquid fertilizer out there, I still fed the one in the weeds. The rabbits hadn't found it. And the great thing about it is, you know, we're supposed to bear fruit for the Lord. The great thing about this truth is, if you start out right, you're going to end up right. No matter how much you might do or might not do for the Lord, you're still cabbage. Some, 1 Corinthians 3 said, some yet sows but fire. But then them other ones that was weeded around, see, all six of them got the same light, the same liquid, planted at the same time, same location. But this was number three in the line. I like number three. This was number three. I got a cabbage here about the size of my fist and one probably about bigger than my head or whatever. And I'll close with this statement. Cut it all out. Everything these cabbages received, they all received the same. But some got something that other ones didn't get. One didn't get the weeds out of its life. And all them weeds is grabbing that nutrition. The sins of this world, the sins of the flesh, is robbing your body. Only God can turn that around. So Martha and Ron calls me and says, we coming up, visit for a minute. And I say, come on. And as long as I'm okay, it was Sherry, you know, the innkeeper. And I know in my heart that both of them love cabbage, Brother Kenneth.
Amen.
All right. And they've been real friends to me in darkest hours. Brother Gary, only God knows what we all talked about. And they're coming. I know they love cabbage. Tell me, which one of these would you want to present to one that loved you, labored for you, provided for you, watched over you, give you a family? You know, which one, if they're coming to visit, which one you want to give to them? Am I right? The big one. The big one. But the thing is, it's still cabbage too. Whether you're Charles Spurgeon, Billy Graham, or Willard Gunner, we're still cabbage. We're still the real deal. Get the weeds out of your life, what a difference it makes. Hey, some different weeds. There's one, I don't know the name of it. People I know call it devil weed. Boy, you grab a hold of it, it's got thorns on it. Some of them things you're going to tire out might hurt. Might get your attention when you start getting them out. I found out one thing. If you cut them all, you got to get them out by the root or they're right back. Got to root them out. You're a poster child for the Lord. And because you are, you're a precious child. You're a precious child. Peter said he's precious. He said you're precious to me. Not only that, precious child, but we're partakers of the divine nature. I didn't lay awake at night wondering if these were going to be cabbage or not. When I planted them, I know this cabbage. God knows what He's done with you. Do you know it? I want to offer Him something like that, Brother Mike, when I see Him. Thank God because of mercy and grace.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm still.
Okay.
Brother Gary don't even feel that big. Feel the lowest. There's going to be people that you've never met, the world don't know. They're going to get some big rewards from God. Well, I tell you what. He knows the real deal, the real life. Let's bow our heads for prayer tonight. Lord, we ask you to help us grow among the weeds, Lord. Help us, Lord, spiritually and whatever it means you might reveal to our heart to get rid of some weed that's rooted in our life, to get it out of the way. All the cabbage receive the same light. All the cabbage receive the same liquid. And that's the Word and the water of Word of God. Because of weeds and working the soil, you know what? That's my responsibility. Now that I know God's responsible for sending the sun, the temperatures, the pestilence, that's all in God's control. I'm just supposed to work that spot He's put me at. Thank you, Lord, for all your mercies. Help us, I pray, to bear fruit for thy name and for thy glory. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.